Hey, dude, guess what tonight?
What?
Pool party, my house, 8 o'clock.
Saving room for Okie Dogs later.
Why Okie Dogs? Why are you in Okie Dogs?
It looks really good.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why. I've never had it.
It's so good.
There's two locations, right?
I think, but they might be different.
There's a real one and a fake one.
There's one by... Which one's the one by Cinefam? That's the one we drove by.
I think that might be the fake one, but one of them is where Darby Crash used to hang out.
Yeah. When I came here the first time, I really wanted it just because the descendants of Henry Rollins really liked it. And then now I really want it because it's so fucking good.
Okay. Yeah, I never went there because I thought it was just a trashy old...
You really matured.
All right, I'll try Okie Dog.
It's good.
Are you recording right now?
Yeah.
Because,
it's the best Christian chicken you can get.
Is it good? What do you order?
It just tastes like chicken, but they have waffle fries. That's the big thing.
What are you supposed to order there?
Just like chicken communion sandwich? Wafers and
hate speech.
Yeah. I want some of the hate speech, please.
Can I get a bucket of hate speech?
Homophobic chicken.
Yes.
Well,
homeless chicken.
It doesn't seem like their political views, has the business doing any worse.
Well,
super crowded.
We were turning around there earlier, and the line was like out the drive-thru down into the street.
It's all young, liberal, gay-looking people.
Well, I think it was, they have to get it today because they can't get it on Sunday because they're closed, so they were going to get it and freeze it, probably.
It just goes to show that, people in L.A. love iron more than they hate. It's quite simple.
Should we introduce ourselves?
Yeah, sure.
I'm Mike Dick.
Hi, friends.
Oh, are we waiting for Sean Byron? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Are we?
Let's do that.
We should call attention to the fact on the record that all of us came hours and hours and hours to be here. Sean's the only one that actually lives in L.A.
Everyone's here. Everyone's here except Sean Byron, and he's the only one that lives in Los Angeles.
Here, you want to put it on my card?
Is it? What are you going to get?
Cool. I have to put a money meter.
Oh, okay.
Monkey money meter.
Sorry I made you all pay for the meters. I'll tell you why I picked this place. Because it's haunted.
Is that right?
There are ghosts that live in this place. It's an old haunted building.
Do they live here or do they work here?
They live here. There's a little girl and a Victorian maid or something, which is... That's the same ghosts that live everywhere. But
stop ghosts.
I also picked it because it's really, really British and Parker hates that stuff.
There's actually a Scotch egg less than 2 inches away from our microphone.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I gotta take a
There's one even closer to Parker on my plate. None of this was intentional. He actually was surprised looking back and seeing the flag and be like, oh shit.
Union Jack.
Like, it's a Union Jack and he hates British stuff.
I really would have never picked it if I knew
that. It's quite all right. So long as people don't come out walking all silly, I think we'll be all right.
That's gonna happen. That's going to happen after we do our
Mr.
Irish car bomb.
You have a phone call from your Uncle Bob. Bob's not my uncle.
I heard this place has a great salt penis dish.
I would imagine.
We're definitely eating British food right now, and it is definitely disgusting. So, I shouldn't say that.
Try to get on mad.
How is everyone's drive in or flight in to... Los Angeles.
It was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't have to fly. I just had sat pretty much the whole time. But I feel like maybe if I was flying, it would have been a little more stressful. Just because I've never done it.
Parker, how long was the drive for you?
I don't know, 2 hours or something.
Really?
Pretty quick. Yeah. There's like not very much traffic at all.
What'd you guys listen to on the way here?
We put it on shuffle because that's the only thing I could figure out the rental car to do.
Mm-hmm.
Is play shuffle, but there was a lot of Riverboat Gamblers. There was some Groovy Ghoulies involved, stuff like that. Thunderbirds Are Now.
I don't know what the Riverboat Gamblers are, but when they play in San Francisco, everyone goes crazy. That's where everyone is that night.
Yeah, that's understandable. They're really, really super good.
Okay,
I drove through your neck of the woods on the way here.
Is that right?
I was on 46 East.
I don't know. I don't drive
it's
very
the big It's like between is. Fresno and Bakersfield.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
It splits the difference. And the only thing they have going for them is that's the freeway that James Dean died on.
Oh, yeah,
so it's
yeah.
Like the,
I know.
It's like the James Dean death exploitation freeway.
Yeah.
It's like 50 miles long, and there's all these like big standees and like signs with James Dean.
Flowers yeah. everywhere.
James Dean, the porn star.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, James, you're our guest. It's a special day. Okay. Tell us about your flight in Frisman.
Let's see. I left at like 6:30 from Little Rock.
Look at this one.
6:30 a.m.
Yeah.
I was going to order you that.
That sounds.
What did you listen to on the way in, Friz?
Actually, your guys' latest show, because I hadn't listened to it and I was going to be embarrassed.
Can you objectively rate it?
No, because I didn't finish it. I was trying to sleep. And my neighbor kept talking to me during the flight.
There's a lot of shit talking about me on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you weren't there, so.
That's funny because I listened to Pool Party Radio this morning on my drive down.
A lot of shit talking about porn.
Yeah.
Awful. He wasn't there.
Oh, that reminds me. I had a funny story that relates directly to the most recent episode of Junk Food Dinner. Mm-hmm. I already told it to Corey.
Which one's Junk Food Dinner? That's the one where he's not on.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Everyone else is on it.
The one with the snacks, right?
So yeah. Snacks, like with you, snacks on it. Okay.
The one where we're just mean to Sawyer the whole time.
Yeah. Right. Okay. I love that. Yeah. The one where cops are welcome.
Yes. A lot of Asian
no
jokes.
Confidentiality.
Ching Chong movies.
Yeah, a lot of Asian jokes on. Not on
Ching Chong movies.
Yeah.
Okay. This relates directly to this week's episode of Junk Food Dinner, though. So there's this big billboard down the street from my house in Oakland. And it's actually kind of a weirdly religious part of Oakland that I live in. There's a lot of churches and stuff, and it's an anti-abortion billboard. And it's got this redheaded, like, little redheaded baby, like a little bouncing baby girl. And the billboard says, she's a natural redhead. And it's hard to even tell what the billboard's for. It's like, she's a natural redhead. And then in, like, smaller letters, it's like, hair color is established at conception. And then it was like some weird like pro-life shit at the very bottom of the letters. So I realized, I was like, oh, it's a weird like anti-abortion billboard. Anyways, last week some fucking like budget Banksy motherfucker came by and put a huge sticker of Chucky's face over the face. It's the best thing I ever saw. But I don't know, somebody came by and took it off. It was only there for like 3 days.
That was viral marketing, right?
Yeah.
Oh, for Curse? I've noticed a rash of Chucky merchandise popping up everywhere. Because it's Halloween, but like more than usual for some reason this year.
That's better than the rash I noticed. Hey-o.
Hey.
I have a...
Doing okay?
I think we need some more booze,
okay.
Actually.
Is that a picture?
Yeah, let's get one more picture of Oktoberfest. You guys already ordered? Do you want anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do
you want
separate
checks? Okay, but we can put the drinks on
mine. Okay, because there's just going to be a different server. She's on this section now.
Okay,
so
we'll get a picture right now, another picture.
All
right. You need anything to drink, Raven?
No.
Okay.
You okay?
We're good.
All right, I'll be right back.
I have a story that directly relates to two junk food dinners ago. Not the Chucky one, but the Leatherface one. And, my mom, when I was little and I had no friends, every year for my birthday, my mom would take me to
get people to hang out with him is to catfish him into coming.
There was no internet back then.
I'm sorry, go on.
Oh, no cat and fiddle them, I do.
Catfish and fiddle.
My mom would take me to the Fangoria Weekend of Horrors every year because it was always right. So that was my birthday weekend. And, my gosh, it had to be 1991, and I was 11 or 12, so it was 1992, and I went to the Weekend of Horrors, met all the cool guys, and took pictures and stuff, and my mom would go drink in the lobby, because there's always a shitty Hilton by LAX, and my mom would just drink in the lobby, or in the bar the whole time, while I would go and do the horror convention, but I had no friends. And I came back after I was done, I'm like, all right, mom, I'm done, and she was like totally fucking laughing, and flirting with this dude, this big biker dude with a long gray hair and a big beard. And I'm like, Mom, who's this? And he's like, hello, I'm R.A., I'm Leatherface. Wow. I'm like, what, you're not, what's the Kane, not Kane Hodder.
Yeah,
What's the original Leatherface's name? Gunner Hansen. I'm like, you're not Gunner Hansen. He's like, I'm in part three. I'm also in Pumpkinhead part two. And like, my mom and him started dating. So my mom dated the shitty Leatherface from part, and I think he still calls her.
actually, because I like...
Me, Leatherface.
No, his name, his name is Ari something. And he's like one of those dudes that looks like a big biker crazy dude, and is like in horror movies, actor, you know, actor in horror movies, but he fancies himself like a real, like, Hemingway kind of like artist guy, and he speaks really like literary and stuff, and so he's one of those guys like, hello, I'm R.A., nice to meet you. I was in Pumpkinhead Part 2. So that's the story of my how my mom dated Leatherface, but I should have called in to the junk food dinner Hotmail.
You should have got him on the show.
Hotmail.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Comcast.
Microsoft owned Hotmail. No, maybe I should get him. I'm like, Mom,
hey, sugar kids, it's me, Leatherface.
That's, I should say that's the story how my mom fucked Leatherface.
Well, hopefully one day she'll move up to Leatherface Part 2.
He was slightly better, I guess. Or Dennis Hopper. No, he's dead, right?
Yeah.
He was still better.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. So, what do you guys think of Hollywood?
It's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Would you live here?
No, probably not. But I do like visiting. I haven't been here in like a decade, so.
Do you remember the name of that vape shop you passed earlier?
Vape Goat.
Okay, there's Vape Goat, and then there's also...
And then there was also Puffin Vapory.
You were in the Vape District.
Yeah.
Over on Sunset and...
Well, yeah. I'll tell you, the drive down here, this is the first drive down where I just vape the whole time. Because usually I'm, like, smoking and, like, joints, and it's just smoky everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if a cop drove by, I'd be like, oh, I'm pulling that guy and he's going to jail. This is the first time I was, like, felt way safe, like, just getting really stoned.
I'm just chewing a pen.
Just chewing a pen. And it was great. It was amazing. I love this whole vape trend in weed, not in nicotine, because nicotine's stupid anyway.
Yeah.
Just give it up, everybody.
This is a weird PSA. Clear out the message here.
But I was really happy to drive down here and get stoned the whole time without a bunch of smoke everywhere. So that was the highlight of my trip.
I will say,
LA, for those of you that are driving or while you're down here, LA has the best radio. It really does. Better, like the mainstream radio is even really good. 92.3 is all Sade all the time. I approve.
It's called Sade-dium.
That is, and
it's just all the same radio stations in Grand Theft Auto, right? Mm-hmm. That's just how you tune your radio.
It's just the Scarface soundtrack over and over.
Iggy Pop hosts the entire station.
Los Santos.
We should clarify it is the best radio in the world besides 87.9 FM in San Francisco Radio Band.
Which, yeah, that's a good station.
Yeah, that's a really good station.
Frisbee, what do you think of Hollywood?
It's, well, basically the same thing that Mark said. To a T, though, because I haven't been here for, well, no, it was a little bit over, yeah, about a decade now was the last time I was in L.A.
Yeah.
And each time I'd only just driven through during, like, a huge haze and all of this.
When you were running drugs, right?
Yeah.
He was a mule.
Right.
A couple years in the
90s. Jason full of grace, right?
Yeah.
I ended up walking around a bit and... saw some of the wacky shops, saw some of the impersonators, mm-hmm. and all that.
So you had some celebrity sightings.
I did. I saw Iron Man. I saw like a really bulky looking Iron Man.
Bill Crystal.
Bill Crystal.
Dick Jackalson. The number three Jack Nicholson impersonator in the company.
Mark, you played here last night.
I did, yeah. We played, me and Steve played at the Cine Family.
With the Milk Dudes.
Yeah, as Milk Dudes, we played Soundstage Massacre. It was very fun.
What is Soundstage Massacre?
Soundstage Massacre is an edit that we, along with our friend Spencer, made of the 1987 film Stage Fright. It's an Italian film about an actor that escapes a mental institution, sneaks into a theater and kills a bunch of other actors in a giant barn owl mask.
You guys edited it?
Differently? Yeah. We cut down... Yeah, well, Spencer actually edited it. But we were like, if you could just do this, this would be great.
So it's just the good parts.
Yeah, it's like 35 minutes from 90. And it's pretty brisk. Everybody gets killed pretty much in rapid succession. And it went really well. We got to play really loud, and we played some spectacular trailers beforehand, and the crowd was super responsive. And we laughed at the funny parts. We did Anguish, Revenge of the Radioactive Reporter, The Sadist, and An Evening with Tommy Turner, which was like the newest one, probably. So, but yeah, everybody seemed into that. You guys can see it if people at home can't, but I got this crystal last night. A guy named Future Eyes.
Mike is holding, Mark is holding a crystal. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. And it's I guess he has a project where you're supposed to take pictures of it and send them to him and put them on a website. So if you guys want to do that.
Can we ask? Can you hold it up and we could ask it a question?
Yeah, I don't know if it answers questions.
Do you think we could have Bill Crystal, the Billy Crystal impersonation, sign your crystal?
Yeah,
if it's swinging left and right, that's a yes.
Yeah, if it does anything, that's the answer. Yeah. But yeah, so this was given to me last night before we played, which I think probably helped
like a lot. Really, sure. A lot. How is it working with the CineFam with people?
It was amazing. I mean,
who are they? They're so
elusive. I talked to Hadrian and Brett and Haley. There's a million volunteers. Yeah. Zena, a guy named Elliot. I met so many people last night, and they're all amazing.
Do you think those people make good money?
No, I don't. I mean, they're all volunteers.
Wow.
Which is also incredible. And that space is beautiful, like the whole backyard, and like the screen's really nice, and the sound is fantastic. It's just a really great space. And I've been talking to a lot of those guys via email for a long time now, just respectable stuff. And I've never actually met them, so to come out and meet them and hang out, get to play this party and stuff, it was pretty rad.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
very cool. I'm jealous, and I'm sad I didn't go there. I'm jealous for anyone who got to meet them.
Doug Benson didn't interrupt you, did he?
No, he was cool. Yeah.
Was you there?
No.
Oh, no.
The X-ray doesn't.
Yeah, he was too high.
Can you tell us what kind of music the Milk Dudes play?
I mean, it just depends. You can tell us.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It's, I would say it's very cinematic, you know, sleepy kind of. There's certain characters.
I mean, there's like guitar sweeps.
Yeah,
there's a lot of Malmsteen-esque shredding.
Yeah, there's a lot of.
That's my blend. That's what I hear.
Cool. Yeah.
Do you use synthesizers?
Synthesizers, guitar, effects pedals.
Let's get it. Let's get technical. What synthesizers do you use?
And a Korg Poly-800.
Oh, shit.
A micro Korg. I had a DS-8, which was the original.
Oh, I love those.
That we performed this on, and then it died.
Two days
before a show, so we wrote a new score for a different thing called Universe. So we have that, too, which is more spacey and, like, beep-boopy and, terrifying spaces.
Well, shit, I want to ask you a lot of questions about this. You should come on Illogical Contraption sometime and tell us all about it.
Okay, sounds good.
You want to get a ride back to the city with me?
Yeah.
I need some company. Parker, tell us about what's going on tonight at the Aero Theater.
There's going to be all these movies.
Slow down. Let me write this down.
Thank you very much. Moving on.
What's Frisbee got to say? I don't know. They're showing The Fly. They're showing a crazy movie about a ghost car.
It's not Catherine.
Christine.
Thank you.
No, this is a different one. This is Ghost Car.
The ghost car that says Ack.
The sequel to Ghost Dad.
Okay. Thank you. Can we describe what's happening right now?
How about you?
I believe Parker has ordered a huge bowl of sangria.
Or is that like the largest port wine ever?
No, I like wine too.
Cheers.
Parker's drinking wine out of a bowl.
Yeah, that's the way I like it.
I suspect. Soup of the day?
Wine.
There's some Lucky Charms at the bottom of it.
Can I get a larger ladle for
this? Cream of wine. Parker, you mentioned that Amityville 2
is
showing. Why? I'm ignorant to why that's the crazy one.
Well, I didn't know until recently. Mike Dick left a message on the Junk for Dinner Facebook saying it was crazy. So I watched it because I really wanted to watch a good Amityville movie, since I think they mostly suck. And I don't like that.
The scariest thing is how sweaty he gets chopping wood.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah, and then like somebody shines like a laser pointer in his eyes at one point, and that's the scariest part. But so I watched it, and it's pretty intense.
Thank
you. I forget the guy's name, but it's directed by the most Italian man ever. His name's like Fabrice or something like that.
Oh.
It's pretty.
Isn't that a Nick Kroll character?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. Fabrice.
Yeah. And it's just pretty crazy. Like, the guy kills his entire family at like the 35 minute mark.
Come on.
Spoiler alert. But then you expect that to be the end. But then there's all this other crazy stuff where like people's skeletons pop out of their bodies and zombies show up too.
I thought he was going to kill somebody else's family.
Hey.
He kills so many families. It's pretty great. It's like five movies stacked into one movie. It's great.
Nice.
Have you guys ever
read about the actual Amityville situation and what a fucking crock of shit it was.
Yeah.
And how abusive that dude was, and his kids are just sort of fucked up abused kids. It was a sham, right? And that would end up.
Yeah. So it seems.
Yeah. So.
But
okay.
It could have been ghosts too.
Yeah. There's no proof that it wasn't a ghost.
Yeah.
Would you say that Amityville Part 2 is one of the best Part 2?
Yes. Yes.
All right. You heard it here first.
I would say so.
That's awesome. Cheers to that.
There are other good Part 2.
Karate Kid. Spider-Man. Spider-Man 2.
Oh, Spider-Man, awesome.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to say the only good Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I didn't like any of the Spider-Mans. Part 3, I don't know why Part 3 gets hated on so much. Just kidding.
I'll rap for Bill and Ted, too.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that earlier. Bogus Journey is way better than...
Yeah, I can see.
I think Bogus Journey is kind of like Paul's Boutique. Because at the time, it was so dense and full of shit that people... Not full of shit, full of stuff. It was too kind of went over people's heads at the time.
I'd say that's probably true.
As you had time to... now it's a classic.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's so good.
Is Wayne's World 2?
It's no Bill and Ted 2.
Right.
Yeah.
No, there's some funny stuff in it.
I do have to say the station, when they show Station's ass, Bill and Ted's 2, it's mentally scarring.
No, that's one of those things when you're okay, this is obviously a big budget, major motion picture made by committee.
They got the guitarist from Faith No More.
I remember when I saw that in the theater as a kid, I was like, "Yo,
Jim Martin, right?" Yeah, that guy grows pumpkins now.
Isn't that also the one with footage of Primus playing live? Or is that one?
Huh?
Is that also the one with Primus playing live? Or is that from one?
Is Primus?
That's Part 2, yeah.
Yeah, they're in 2.
They're playing
also,
Jerry Reserve.
One is the shitty Kiss song.
All right,
so
God Gave Rock.
No, Part 2 is God Gave Rock.
Yeah, it is. Part 2.
Yes, it is.
I had the soundtrack when I was a kid.
Man, I got the soundtrack right now in my pocket.
Wait, what's the end of Part 1 then?
They go back home and everything's cool.
Yeah, they just have a speech. There's not even any music.
They do the history report.
Oh, right.
Part 2, that song God Gave Rock and Roll to You.
That song sucks.
It's Bill and Ted lip syncing Kiss covering a song by Argent, who is Rod Argent from the Zombies.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Strutter is the only good Kiss. I'm just going to say.
No, that one. I love it loud. Kiss sucks. We all go over
here. Yeah, we're on the same page.
That's awesome. I've never been at a table full of males that every single one of them thinks Kiss sucks.
Yeah,
that's great. This is great. This is why.
I told you that story.
The times are a change.
How I got kicked out of that. When me and Melanie went to the, I think I talked about it on the show. Me and Melanie got kicked out of that punk house.
Shelby squeezed a bottle of sriracha on a Kiss poster.
I was tripping on mushrooms at this punk house, and I was trying to rip down their Kiss posters in their kitchen and spraying sriracha all over the Kiss posters.
What kind of punk house is this that they have Kiss posters?
I don't know. Obviously not a legit one. That's justified.
Okay.
I regret
that's
nothing.
Why you're sitting over there.
They threw me out like a bar room, though. Like, they held me by the back of my neck and my belt and just threw me out the front door.
The doors. Stairs.
Yeah.
I am staying.
I regret nothing.
They were all wearing
Kiss posters in your kitchen. This shit's coming down.
Huh?
No.
I had a Kiss Destroyer shirt when
no,
I was
it's not. Really.
I wanted to sit here.
My friend Dale's dad played in a Kiss cover band in high school called Destroyer.
Really?
Yeah. The only Kiss cover band in Eureka, California.
I like that tagline.
Yeah.
Say the number one.
Yeah. We can totally say the number one.
Yeah. Shelby and I played in a band called Womanowar, a Manowar cover band, and we opened for a Kiss cover band one time. And the guy who was Paul Stanley was so into being Paul Stanley and getting laid as Paul Stanley.
Paul.
Wasn't
yeah.
he? He was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
He was like, I got the same guitar Paul Stanley did. He's a balding older man. Yeah, he wears a wig.
Yeah, he brought his whole guitar collection to the show to show off that he had all the same guitars as Paul Stanley.
What a guitar.
My favorite part of
Super
that show.
Cool. He was getting laid as Paul Stanley.
Yeah.
In makeup and suit.
Yeah, that's how he was hitting
that's
on
gross.
Women.
That's
way worse.
But did he have Paul Stanley's passion for Phantom of the Opera?
No, but he
okay.
had Paul Stanley's passion for tequila.
Oh, yeah. My late era cover.
That's actually pretty cool. I used to get laid as Groucho Marx. It didn't work out nearly as well.
I see the resemblance.
I had to wear the big nose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you guys heard that album of just Paul Stanley, Stage Banter?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
People Let Me Get This Off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty fantastic. Yeah. What's the other stage phantom one?
Well, there's one.
There's
of,
a bunch.
That,
actually,
one of
you, yeah, that one. If you go to illogicalcontraption.blogspot.com and
yeah.
put stage banter into the search window, I posted about seven of those albums.
I think
there's
I told
Fugazi
you that. The last thing that I got off Illogical Contraption was this very specific record of whale noises that I needed.
Because I have it, and I was like, fuck, somebody's ripped this. Like, I don't have time to rip this record, and I need it. And it was deep. Deep Voices 2, the Blue Whale record.
Did you just end up in an Ilkom?
Yeah, and I was like,
it sucks though, like, yeah, all the links are dead now. You can't get anything.
But that's funny, like, Shelby made it so content rich back before podcasts when it was just blogs. Remember that? And Shelby made it so content, like, we're just, people just know us because, like, oh, you're the only place that has this album I'm looking for. That's kind of how a lot of people know it.
Yeah, the rip of the Fox and the Hound Disney vinyl 12 inch from 1970.
Oh, the picture disc?
Yeah. Actually, I got that.
Or like,
yeah,
oh, I was looking for the White Dog soundtrack. A lot of the traps came out. Like, I hear that kind of shit all the
it's
time.
Good,
yeah, it's so funny. Yeah, Morric Red is nice and diverse.
Speaking of soundtracks, you know, Ennio Morricone just announced shows out
yep.
here.
Yeah, tickets coming to the Bay Area. He's doing New York, LA, and Chicago, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
With a 200-piece orchestra.
I would go to that.
Yep.
No, that would be, I mean, that's a life-changing show, it sounds like.
Yeah, especially after... to see Goblin.
Did everyone see Goblin?
Yeah.
Not everyone, but
yeah. I saw Goblin.
Did you like it? I liked it a lot. I was right in front, though.
I was right in front, and I thought the... I don't want to say worst, because it's not. It wasn't bad, but I thought like the part that I was just like, yeah, with all the Suspiria stuff.
Really?
Yeah, because I was just like, no, like, I'm so familiar with this, and you're not, like, changing it, you're just playing it.
Yeah.
But I thought the Phenomena and Dawn of the Dead stuff were the best, like, translated live.
I'm a huge fan of Goblin. I never liked the non soundtrack roller stuff, but I liked it live. It was really good live.
Yeah, they ripped
it up.
I have
an appreciation for it. But I liked it. I think the sound was different wherever you were.
Yeah,
at.
I was close to the stage, but I don't know. I was also just having a shitty night, and I left early.
My friend was upstairs, and he said that like it sounded like Seinfeld bass. He's like, this is the worst band ever. It's like Seinfeld bass. Then he went downstairs, and it sounded good.
Speaking of sweepy cinematic music, did you listen to that that link I sent you with the Seinfeld theme song slowed down 11 times?
That's
some really
really good
cinematic stuff.
That's it. Well, then John Phil Ryan commented, he's like, I already did this years ago. Did you see that?
I did see that.
John Phil Ryan is our friend. He's in a band called Acceptor.
Yeah. He did the live tour to the Backwards and Forwards Shining Acceptor.
Yeah, he
put that together.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's in room 237.
Yeah, yeah, so yeah. He did. He was mad that you posted another slowed down Seinfeld. That's the one he didn't do.
You should send me his. I'll post it on your wall again. The real thing.
Parker. Can I ask you some podcast stuff?
Yeah, I'll try to help you out.
Because, you know, I
don't know much about it.
People should, like, they can learn the ins and outs of how to podcast. I'm getting buzzed right now. They can learn the ins and outs of how to podcast, then maybe they should start their own podcast, because it's really what the world needs. That's what the world needs is more podcasts.
You quit podcasting, though.
I went cold turkey.
What happened?
No, I just didn't have time. I didn't have time to do it well, and I didn't want to phone it in. I had a 3 year.
Not that hard.
3 year run. It is that hard.
Technically, you didn't want to Skype it.
I didn't want to Skype it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just, I mean, like, to be like, all right, I got to watch this 3 movies, but also, you know, work. I just couldn't find the balance and time to gracefully bow out before I murdered everybody.
Well, we're all.
And before I picked the time changer, too.
Yeah, that was all. I was like, this is going to happen.
It's going to happen so soon.
I gotta go. We all hate that. We all hate the fact that you're not podcasting now. So but you were just on Pool Party, right?
Well, I found this Pool Party.
Yeah, he started it and then we joined in later.
Yeah.
Mark actually found it a lot of contraption radio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's like the Johnny Appleseed of podcasts.
I set up all these
the Mark Cuban
franchises almost. Yeah.
And he's just spreading his podcast seed.
Yeah, Shark Tank use some podcasts.
Sure.
You want to found them?
Totally.
yeah, I was on Pool Party. That was super fun. I'm going to be on Pool Party again to do the second season of Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah.
Am I the
only one? I know one at this table that's
Wednesday?
Never watched Are You Afraid of the Dark.
You never
no,
seen
I've
any?
Never watched. It
never
was, it, we, it was, we're too old.
Yeah. You're that one,
no,
yeah, you're not the year.
But like, it, when it was, I remember when it was on, I'm like, oh, that's for little kids. So I never watched
wrong.
Yeah, it was super scary.
Were you like out on Saturday night? I don't know, how old were you guys when you were watching
yeah,
the show?
No, clockwise. How old are you?
I'm 31.
33.
32?
29.
34, older than
what a baby, little you baby boy.
Yeah, I know.
He's a man.
That's so a man. Man you, now. You look at this manly beard. He's a
man. You should have been
that's
watching.
That's your serious actor.
I was.
Beard for
I was at that right age, huh?
It's your serious actor beard for Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah but no one's noticed.
We just
Charlie
did.
Chaplin didn't notice.
Oh, we just did.
Oh, thank
the
you.
The guy that sold you Coke on the corner didn't notice.
Hey, serious end.
You look like you could use some cocaine.
Get over here, Paul Walker.
Paul Walker.
This?
Oh, no. What were we talking about?
My shame.
You were asking,
are you afraid of the guy?
Oh, no, but okay. So I
you're shaming me for quitting podcast.
I do actually, I was slut shaming you. I do actually want to know how kissing contests started. What was the original concept of it?
Well, they did Buncocky first, right?
Huh?
They did a show called Buncocky.
Yeah,
it was
Mike and
another guy, yeah. I didn't start that one.
Jay?
Mike and Jay.
Yeah,
Jay moved to Colorado, and I think Mike picked
like,
it up.
Hey guys, I want to do this podcast where we just watch videos.
For real, that really was it.
And so
I mean,
we watched,
the way you're
like
saying
it, we watched
Thank
every
you.
Video of our coming out.
Good.
And then we were out, and I was like, "That's it, you guys. We're done. We're done podcasting." And then they were like, "What about like jokes and movies and snacks and stuff?" And I was like, "I don't want any part of this. You guys want to do that? Go ahead, but you know, leave me out." And sometimes I come back and guess. But
honestly, that show did jump the shark as soon as Don came on board. Producer Don. That's when I stopped.
You just don't like the whisper, right? The whisper is the best part.
Yeah.
The whisper hype.
I love it. What was first, junk for dinner or pool party?
Junk for dinner. Well, technically pool party. Yeah, well, yeah, technically pool party. It was a zine name a long, long time ago.
The original was YouTube?
Yeah.
Well, Parker was starting. You did in like the late 90s, right?
Yeah. Well, I think we
back
started.
Back when zines were still. Before the internet.
No, I think
when
we started.
When still existed.
Right. We started in like 2001. And the whole first issue was just something that Dave Brocky from Guar wrote. And then I wrote like two sentences.
Really?
And that was my zine, yeah. Because. It didn't even have anything to do with it.
That counts as a zine.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah.
It was called Pool Party?
Yeah, Pool Party Magazine.
Wow.
And we did that for many, many years. And then we gave up because of the internet.
Was there comics and stuff?
No.
Just articles?
Yeah, there's like just articles and stuff. Like me like making fun of bands and stuff like that. Oh, and
scathing.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever it is when you're like 21. You know, I feel like doing whatever.
I remember back in... When I was in college, I volunteered at the radio station as a DJ. Our friend Jono, who we talk about on the show,
I know so much about that guy.
And you don't even know what he looks like.
Yeah,
I know so much about.
I have him in my head though.
Character,
you know,
yeah.
Just like a guy running away to Vegas.
Jono and I got along.
Thinking of Empire, right?
Yeah.
I hate that movie. I really do hate that movie. I know people love it.
He and I, he wasn't going to school, but I had him come in to do like midnight radio show. During safe harbor hours, which is something that we all really appreciated. It's not like Radio Valencia or anything. We just took full advantage of it, and I think we're kind of shitty about it.
What is safe harbor hours?
Yeah, between like 1 and 2 or something, you can say whatever you want.
Oh, right.
Because
there's
no FCC regulations.
Yeah, you're allowed to like advocate like communism and stuff.
Nice. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Would you guys talk about
Comedy Central after midnight?
Yeah. No, we mostly played local bands and any other music that we liked in particular. But then, yeah, when Parker came on, the most political we got is that we tried to get this voice animated thing called the Insultinator that Jono picked up from a thrift store. That just, you could pick 4 different insults and it would say in sequence, like, you're a stinky, greasy loser. It didn't have any harsh words like,
yeah, that
is you.
Mean. Oh my
yeah.
God.
But,
honestly, that hurts way worse than any sort of profanity.
Yeah.
Because I am
the you're the worst, smelliest dweeb. And that's the kind of thing that I would do. Yeah, and you could just play one at a time. You could play one at a time. And
really, like, hammer it home.
Yeah, yeah. Just,
well, the worst. This was the register of Spencer's gifts. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's out of print, I guess. It's out of production.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I don't think that company lasted very long.
They should have, though. I mean, the way I'm describing it now, like, I'm pretty sure everybody wants one. You all look very excited.
I totally want one, yeah.
But yeah, we used that, and we tried to get it to run for president, and that was the most political that we got on the show.
School president?
No, like, during the core
Bush election.
Don't blame me. I voted for insulting.
So okay, so Pool Party was like this entity almost.
It was a like, global media corporation.
It was like, yeah, no, I understand.
It was us laughing at a machine making funny noises. So the show has not changed one bit.
So then you got involved with Dunks for Dinner, and then how did Pool you got? You were like, oh, I could do this podcasting thing.
I think it's when his tolerance built up and he had to do more podcasts and get the same,
yeah, get the same rush.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I know that's why I'm doing this whack now.
Yeah,
I'm
going to the radio station.
Yeah, I met Kevin at, not through the radio station, but like just at parties and stuff on the campus. In the quad, in the student unions.
Kicking some sack down in the quad.
The quad, man.
So much partying goes on.
Yeah, wasn't it, Kevin was playing frisbee golf and he hit you with
yep.
You,
please, just
yeah.
Prompt.
Yeah, prompt, sorry.
Right, tell me about the first episode of Pool Party, though. Like, what made that happen?
Well, I wanted to do it more because I am very bored in my little town that has nothing in it except for cows. And I really like frisbee, so I wanted an excuse to talk to frisbee, and I wanted an excuse to, like make fun of Kobe Bryant and stuff like that. I think that's
look, to be fair, Dunks for Dinner was the best basketball in Kobe Bryant. You could have been making fun of Kobe Bryant the whole time.
That's true. I should have been.
Yeah,
but you know, I have to be diplomatic about basketball. They're all listening.
Was it good right away?
No. I would say.
Is it now?
Yeah, very much so now. I would say it took us 7 episodes to get good. 6 episodes.
How many episodes of Drunk Dinner would you say it took before we got?
10 episodes. Okay. That's when we did Spookies.
Oh.
Do you still get fan mail? Then come back?
No. I don't think anybody remembers that.
Oh, sure.
The kids love it. And all the voicemails all the time. Like, when's Mark?
And talking shit in a justified manner on Sean Byron,
yes.
We all know is the biggest pussy can be. Smelly, greasy.
The worst.
No, but, okay, so this is something I'm sure everyone's curious about. For real. Okay, so Mark says, I don't have time to do this, and I can't put in 100%. What was the selection process to get someone else?
I think it was Sean Byron.
No, well, the selection process was 2 steps. I said no, and he asked Sean Byron.
Oh!
So
really
what happened? So what happened?
So how did Sean Byron get involved?
I don't know. Sean got involved like fairly early on, sending us emails and commentary and stuff, and commenting on the blog, which like nobody did, except like Buckethead. And Buckethead was that
guitarist
player.
Buckethead.
Yeah. Famous guitarist. Oh,
no,
that's Crosby, Stills, Nash,
Buckethead. what's Guns N' Roses' current guy that's, he has like a Buckethead like?
Oh, Bumblefoot.
I knew it. Yeah.
Really? Is he amazing?
Before he was Bumblefoot?
No, he's an amazing guy. I went to like audio school, and he was one of the professors.
Professor Bumble.
Yeah.
He's a chill dude, though.
He's amazing. Like,
no, I mean,
he's
like it must suck to be Bumblebee coming out.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like, I've like listened to his music. I'm like, it's very jokey, very hard. He's like an amazingly funny guy, but he's just, Steve Vai joke music. Like,
yeah. I love Steve Vai's joke music.
Yeah,
really
I can't cool. Really tell.
But like, the famous thing about Bumblefoot is there was this video of him with a Stormtrooper mask on stage with Guns N' Roses, and he's fucking up his solo because the Stormtrooper mask is falling over his head, and it's really funny. He's a shredder.
He has a guitar,
and it's
shaped
like
a foot, this, and it's been like a bumblebee, and when he uses the whammy bar to translucent wings for him.
That's it. Oh my god. Well, look, it's like it proves to be in Guns N' Roses.
Well, of course.
Alright, so Sean Byron was a fan.
He was a fan of the show, and he was super, like, you know, he had written about movies and, like, suggested stuff and helped us find stuff. And, yeah, he was just, like, involved in that way. And then, you know, we said, he came to New York with that Came to Spectacle, and we hung out, and went VHS hunting and stuff. And,
it's basically the same. It's the same story as that Mark Wahlberg movie,
yeah.
Rockstar.
Yeah.
And you're Rob Halford, and he's Tim Ripper Owens.
Yeah, just because I'm wearing all this leather right now.
Wow, Sean Byron. That's how he got
it.
Just
He's like that Filipino kid that replaced Steve Perry in Journey.
This was his plan all along, was to like tire you out so you weren't into it anymore and just take over. Just like
that like seems like something.
It's like slit your throat. It's like at two.
Yeah. You guys should watch your backs. Seth Koons is coming for you guys. He's going to take one of your jobs.
I would love Seth
Koons. You guys doing okay?
Seth Cougar, that's someone we all know, right?
Fish picks up.
You know Seth Cougar?
I know him from the internet.
No, I mean, that's someone we're all aware of.
Hey,
I got you. Don't worry about it.
We're good.
Right. Sorry, I apologize.
It's fine.
No,
sorry.
So Seth Cougar.
Has anyone met Seth Cougar in person?
No. He lives in Nebraska. Right?
Do you think maybe he's just a bot? Like a pod bot?
No, I've seen pictures.
Like a porno bot?
He's a tall man.
Okay, but...
Is he tall?
Really tall, big guy.
Handsome, definitely.
That's the kind of guy that should start his own podcast.
Yeah, his voice, he calls into a lot of a passion point of it. He sounds great.
He's really good on the radio.
On a phone, and on the radio.
I'm going to disagree, because he told everybody who listens to your show to watch Gutterballs.
Seth Kuzer, I know you're listening to this, so I don't feel bad about saying this. Seth Kuzer watches some of the worst shit in the entire world.
But you know what? You know what he should do is start his own show, The Kuz Cast, where he could talk about how great all these terrible
people. You know Kuz.
Yeah,
but you're right. I mean, he watches everything.
He watches everything, but he loves garbage. Like he loves Gutterballs and he loves a Serbian film. And like,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Come on.
Pretty much anything with great in it.
Yeah.
He's one of these guys, though, that he goes to the theater often and just enjoys people talking on his screen. And I appreciate that.
He's a man who loves movies.
I want to have that. Yeah, I want to have that love.
I think he loves them like the librarian loves books, because his DVD collection is so amassed.
Mm-hmm.
So when he's taking pictures of, hey, these are the DVDs I just bought, there's always like DVDs crowding the rest of the photo.
Yeah.
Like, I can't not take a photo that's not backdropped by DVDs.
Let's talk about physical media first. Because I was very surprised that Jason Frisbee he gave me a stack of CDs and he said, here's what I bought at a meeting. Like, what? You bought CDs?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get rid of all physical media. I only have like 3 or 4 box sets. Do you guys have huge collections? What's your collection?
Well, I've got a lot of DVDs. Now I'm starting to get a lot of Blu-rays.
You have one shelf full. Do you have a Blu-ray player? Or
yeah. Yes. I've got the Blu-ray player.
Okay.
I don't think I'll have a PS player, although I want one to play Twisted Metal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you play video games?
Not really. I play Twisted Metal and I play wrestling.
I play wrestling.
His dad comes over sometimes.
What do you mean you should play wrestling
with his dad?
He's got a couple of wrestle buddies with dolls with arms like this.
Yeah, I got the pillow people, and like I just go to the neighbor's house and I just grab them.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of fun. But yeah, I've got like a bunch of DVDs and I've got books full of CDs I don't ever listen to.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I just threw away those. I hate CDs. I hate the feeling of the case in my hand. I hate how the cases break at the corners.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Here, can I give this to you? You guys want a cooler?
Oh, thanks. Only a car, but
yes. Thank you.
Edit point.
Thank you.
Edit point.
This is gold. This is merite.
It's like my dinner with Andre.
Yeah. It's like a link dinner.
Wallace Shawn, National Treasure. Yeah. Frisbee, do you have a huge movie collection? Or no?
No, I did. And I had a huge record collection at one point, too.
I collect record collections.
Which I
missed. That's physical media.
I know.
Yeah.
I like,
it's more
I,
physical than any other
media.
Records
don't count. He said he hates physical media. Not ultra physical media.
Hyper physical.
Yeah,
No. I know it's physical media. I know. But I like it aesthetically. That's just nice.
No, they're great. I mean, I'm not saying.
You've been to my house, you know. I have a moderate amount.
That's how I feel.
I don't have a huge collection.
I collect lots of stuff, but not lots of stuff. Like,
yeah.
I get to a point, I'm like, I have enough of this for a little while.
So you don't have a library of horror movies?
No, I mean, I have a fair amount. Like, I haven't gotten DVDs. I've gotten, like, scattered here and there DVDs. In the last few years, but I mean, really, since I've worked in the video store, I haven't actively been purchasing DVDs. When I worked at the video store, I was getting like 3
$30.
I only own like 20 movies.
Yeah, I don't have a lot more VHS. Yeah, I have a fair amount of VHS
tapes. Because it seems like everything on DVD is... just get it digitally.
Yeah. I have a lot of records. I have a lot of cassette tapes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, books. I mean, I just have, like, and the stuff that I have, like, I like, and I've already, like, you know, moving to New York, I got rid of a lot of each kind of thing and had, you know, I've been paring it down. And there's still stuff I could probably get rid of that I just haven't listened to in forever, but I still kind of want to hang on to. So, it, you know, at some point, it always, I just end up going through everything and piecing it out.
Do you have a huge digital collection of movies?
I mean, again, like, I have a lot. I like, it's not even, like, modern. Like, I just don't keep a ton around because I can get stuff through the theater or, like, you know, other people have it and I can just get it from them. But
and it's not like you have to keep digital copies of movies. Like,
yeah.
You can just download a movie and watch it at any, you know,
and if it's something that I don't like, I'm not going to keep it just so I can have it, like, just in case.
None of you guys have anything in the cloud, right? We're too old. That's a, that's a generation behind us, right?
Yeah,
that's skeptical. Because you don't know who else is looking.
Yeah, no, I'm very afraid.
Oh, you don't want Google to see your copy of Necromantic on
in Serbian film? Yeah, this is all this person's been watching for the past month.
That
was
banging Bukkake basketball boys.
We definitely don't have to have that in the cloud. It's like tons of sites.
Is this my Google glass that I'm wearing? Is that why you're
your Google crystal?
Yeah, my Google crystal.
You're the first one I've seen that looks really good in Google glass.
Thanks. Yeah. I mean, I just feel like they fit my face.
But the fedora's a little small on your giant.
I'd say they frame.
That's why I wear it too. I think it's fedorable.
Oh, damn it.
Catch it on. No, just because you say it more doesn't mean
it's
better.
No, I used
it more. It's catching on.
See? I used it on the Ilkan radio last week.
It did.
It caught on.
Heard just a bit.
Who's fedora?
Who is fedora?
Yeah, like what would you constitute as fedora?
Anyone wearing
no.
A cat wearing a fedora.
Parker, who? I know this is probably going to be pretty obvious, but as a listener, I'm
Julian Sands.
Who does the intro and the commercials? Who's the female voice presenting this?
My wife.
The lovely.
That's you.
Yeah. Such a fan of your voiceover.
Really?
Yeah.
I sound like a lazy voice.
No, it sounds. I like it.
She's a perfectionist. She does it like 30 times in a row.
Really? You do a lot of takes?
I do.
It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. When I would edit episodes, I would re-record things that I said. Like, listen to it and re-record.
She just
said
Parker makes her do it right when she wakes up. What a terrible.
Oh, man. Well, she works a weird hour, so I have to do it. Otherwise,
Sweetie, this is some real
matter. I need you to talk about Chucky.
I'm going to need 30 takes.
Say their favorite movie is The Thing again, please. No, okay, so here's some weird shit. What is the effect that you're putting on her voice on those intros and those promos?
I enhance the, yeah, there's echo.
Okay.
I enhance the pitch.
Uh-huh.
I enhance the tempo.
You sound like a real record producer.
He actually uses an insulting nature 2000.
I put on the worst, smelliest filter.
Yeah.
And then I find a Hulk Hogan soundboard.
Then you gotta
do it all through that.
Then you gotta run it through a randomizer 5000.
Yeah.
Dude, well, Sean's randomizer song is boring.
Oh yeah, did you produce that?
No, Sean did that.
Oh, he did.
I told him just to make an 8-minute edit. Put it on. He was
wait,
like,
Sean,
44
so Sean, Sean produced that song with Kevin. The randomizer song where he's just saying that.
Which just premiered last week.
I haven't heard that episode yet. I don't even know.
Oh, it's really? Great. It's fantastic.
Oh,
I was wondering, yeah, who
I've only
that
heard
song?
The song.
Oh, it's really good. Yeah.
John played it for me last
oh, I have a question. Oh. Who does all the who does the Matthew Sweetman song?
That's Kevin. Kevin, yeah.
That's Kevin, and also I can't forget.
What's the so I know it's T-Rex, but what's the intro?
What?
Where it's like, ladies and gentlemen, we're introducing.
Oh, you're so sweet. That's it.
That's
what?
That
sounds like a dude.
T-Rex. Start T-Rex. But there's a dude, like, it sounds like Cheap Trick, like, the Live at Boudicca or something.
Right. It does sound like Live at
Boudicca. We should call this Live at Boudicca.
Live at Boudicca.
So there's some Hollywood dudes talking.
Yeah, you just have some Hollywood dudes.
All right.
I got a split.
actually.
We gotta get down to Costa Mesa.
Well, thanks for hanging out, everybody.
Yeah. Well, it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Indeed. What's everyone gonna do after this? What's your media plan?
I'm going to Amoeba. I'm gonna buy some stuff. Yeah. And then, I don't know, we might eat tacos or something. And then we're going to a music show. And we're going to an art show.
What music show are you
going to? We're gonna go see Chad Bally and Keith Kelly and Athens in the opening.
Where's that at?
Who's like people? Yeah. I don't know what that is.
I don't know who Chad Valley is, but I've been getting lots of promo emails about this.
Oh, yeah. He's a plus man.
Okay, cool. Yeah. You guys, what's your guys' media plan?
Well, we're going to go to a movie with Sean Byron, but Sean Byron's not here, so we'll probably go to Amoeba and look at stuff, and hopefully one day Sean Byron won't be dead.
Want to come to Amoeba with you guys?
Sure.
Cool.
When are you going to?
You don't know, right?
To Amoeba?
Yeah. Shelby Cobra.
I'm going to Costa Mesa to pick up my kid, and then we're going to go to a backyard showing of Troll 2 with fog machines and costumes and props.
Frog machines?
Yeah, machines that produce actual living frogs.
I was planning on getting super stoned and going to the Cinerama Dome and watching Bad Grandpa by myself, but looks like I'm going to go to...
I think you should.
Frisbee, you don't think I should see Bad Grandpa?
This sounds like a terrible wrap-up to this afternoon. Yeah, so does Eva with everybody else.
Did you say Bad
Grandpa? Hanging out with all these good grandpas. No need
are you against the Johnny Knoxville night movie?
Oh, not at all. I think it's adorable that he's dressing up like an old dude.
So adorable?
No.
Yeah. But him dressed up as an old dude will be there tomorrow. I saw a giant billboard of it over on Vine Street, so it'll be there.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I can honestly say, and I know this is, you guys might disagree with me, going to see those Jackass movies in the theater with a crowded, you know, crowded theater, like near opening day, has been some of the most joyous theatrical experiences I've ever had. Honestly,
I'll agree with you. I would say that the three times that I've laughed hardest in my life has been the three Jackass
movies. In a theater, right, with people.
Yeah.
It's really. I mean, there's no other way, unless you're going to like an underground weird, like everything is terrible life thing or something, that you'll see that kind of shit on a big screen. You know what I mean? So, I support it.
I love that we live in a world where you can go to a theater and see a guy put stuff up his butt.
It's great. So I'm hoping...
Well, like a mainstream
theater. Yeah.
There's smaller theaters.
Really,
you can see
that.
You guys come to San Francisco, we'll take you to those theaters.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping that I could just get a little bit of that joy in maybe in Bedford.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I have one more question for everybody. Before Shelby Kroger has to take off, there's a big trend right now in TV movies. TLC TV movies.
Right. I saw commercials for that.
Have you guys seen any of these movies, and what do you think about these biopics that are kind of catering to like the ironic?
You don't think that people legitimately want to watch a TV movie about TLC?
Because I do.
They're the number one selling girl band of all time.
I watched it. It was really good.
People really like TLC.
It ended up just being a giant commercial for their new
album.
Yeah.
Oh. Which I just saw Sound City.
Oh, Sound City was pretty good. I mean,
it was great until it became a giant infomercial.
Spoiler alert
for...
I hate Dave Grohl.
Yeah, me too.
Is that a spoiler to your life?
Yeah, to my life. If anybody out there thought that I...
Guys, please.
Okay. If anybody out there thought that I was a big Dave Grohl fan, they would be totally wrong. They would lose that trivia night. But I hate Dave Grohl, and I hate that he has to be in anything even like remotely music-related now, because he's like some kind of fucking authority on all music.
I'm just waiting.
But I thought Sound City was pretty good.
Yeah. I thought it was great.
All the historic stuff was really interesting.
Yeah, I grew up next to that.
Oh, that's amazing.
But I thought it was great until it became a big infomercial for a stupid soundtrack.
Yeah.
Which is what it became. Yeah. Fuck it. I hate infomercials.
As far as the 90s biopics go, I'm just waiting for the silver chair.
Toad the Wet's Rocket.
I'd rather be stoked for either of those. Three color sharing.
You always take it home. You always clutch it in the end and slam that down.
Isn't there already a silver chair one?
Is there a silver chair biopic?
Yeah,
not a documentary, but a biopic.
Like,
I want actors playing
silver chair. Yeah, I don't know. There might be. Those guys are like Michael Jackson in Australia. Like,
yeah.
People love it.
Yeah.
There might be one. Crocodile Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Frog Stomp was a hell of an album.
That's true. And then that guy got an eating disorder. He got even more.
Yeah. This guy's
What was their song about eating? For Anna,
is that
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it.
For Anna.
Rexy.
Yeah.
So what does the future hold for Mark Goddard?
Oh.
Well, let me look through these future eyes crystals. It looks like there's a lot of frisbees. No, I don't know. More respectable stuff and hanging out and going on pool party and that's probably it. Milk dudes, more milk dudes all the time.
Milk dudes
in the morning.
Do you have another show coming up? Or?
Yeah, we'll put a song up eventually.
Do you guys anticipate that you'll have to fight the dead milkman?
Probably.
We could probably win.
Yeah, the dead milk dudes. Yeah.
Actually,
cover show.
This isn't going to be out nearly in time, but me and Corey are playing a show on Halloween with a band called The Undead Milkman, or Dead
Milkman.
Crispy Pickles is good. Yeah.
Did you guys, his name is Christopher Velasquez. So he's a great guy.
When's your show, by the way?
Halloween.
Halloween night?
Yeah. Owen Apocryphon's playing November 1st, but
the day after.
This will probably be...
it's all in Frisbee's hands now. We'll see. He's gonna,
Frisbee's
he has to edit it. He has to edit it. Make a theme song. Do
his
a voiceover.
His hobbit.
Did anyone bring a costume down with them?
No.
Tom, you?
He came as Claude Rains.
Yes.
I brought a costume down. I brought my full body. So, okay.
Wait, is that true?
Yeah.
Just gonna breeze over
yeah,
there?
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah,
you didn't
full body.
Sexy.
You have a great
the
night,
costume?
Everyone.
The owl costume was ill fitting.
What?
Like the meatloaf jacket.
I didn't
oh,
know.
Dude, if you had an owl costume, you totally should have come to Sound Fantastic for last night.
Okay, talk, don't buy it.
You have it? Can I try it on?
I don't have it with me. Oh no, I'm big. It's
yeah.
way bigger than me. It's
oh.
like it's like my the eyes are like up here.
My eyes are up here, guys.
Stop looking at my alien life.
But looking at my elf. So I feel like this is worth mentioning since we're talking about elf. This is my perfect segue because I've been watching a lot of
it. Me too. It still holds up.
No, it's awful. It's the most depressing show. It's so sad. Elf is a sad show.
Did
so
you watch it
way too bad.
Okay.
I would watch elf to like decompress because it was the thing that was on after Breaking Bad. Like our whole group would be like not talking to each other and just being like. God,
they show
Elf
on A&E?
No, but it was on some other channel.
Yeah.
It's on the hook.
Yeah. It's on the hook. So yeah, we would come on Elf.
The Aquabats
channel. Like, yeah, 5 minutes, we'd just be like, this is sad. So like, you know, we started talking about watching way more Elf and like found out, you know, all the stuff about Max Wright. Also, so
he was a diddler.
Yeah, and
not
the
children.
Crack.
The giant crackhead African American guy.
Still a diddler.
Hobo.
It's
a hobo
crackhead.
Yeah, so, but he also, like, he hated Al. He hated being on the show and, like, he would rap and he would just leave. But there are apparently also trap doors all over the set where Al could pop up and people would just, like, fall. And, like, working on Al was apparently miserable. But,
it was way more. Depressing and Breaking Bad.
Yeah. So it ended up like feeling as like emotionally draining because Alf has like survivor guilt and all this. Like he's so like bummed all the time. But so for the finale, we watched season like the pilot of Breaking Bad and then the series finale of Breaking Bad. Then we watched the pilot of Alf and the series finale of Alf. And I don't know if you guys.
What happens at the end? No.
He dies. He gets taken away by the government to be dissected.
He does.
Yeah.
You presume
because. They thought they were getting another season, and it was a cliffhanger.
Oh my god!
But it got canceled. So this whole episode is set up as his friends from Melmac reach out to him, and they're like, "Hey, we found a new planet, and it's like new Melmac. You should come. We'll pick you up." But it's the government, and in the pilot, this government guy, yeah, the feds show up, and they're like, "If you guys harboring an alien, we're gonna take him." And they're like, "What are you gonna do if you take him?" And Alf is standing behind the door, listening to all this, and he's like, well, we're going to probe him, and we're going to give him inoculation. That's needles. And then at the end, he's like, then we're going to dissect him. And Alf, you know,
it's like, all coming back now. I remember this.
Wow.
So in the finale, it's like, hey, it's Melmac, guys. Come on, let's go. And so the bear, like, Alf makes his peace. He's like, either way, I lose something. If I don't, you know, so he, like,
it sounded
a good
Alf.
Yeah.
That
sounds
right.
Like a good Gordon Shumway. Oh, my God.
He's watched a lot of Alf.
He makes his peace with the family, and the family's basically just like, peace out, Alf.
Yeah.
Goodbye. We hate you.
Yeah, we're good.
So the end is he goes into this field, and the tanners are all, like, behind bushes being like, goodbye, Alf, goodbye. And helicopters swarm in, and then dudes with M16s run out and surround him, and it's just like credits.
Wow.
That's the end of Elf.
It's a real dark. Baller ending.
So dark.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Well, just like the ending to Elf, the ending to this podcast is terrible and dark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you guys hear the helicopters?
Yeah.
I have to go to Melmac.
I have to go. My home planet.
Let's all go get dissected. Get inoculated now.
That was good.
I like it. Thanks, Sean Byron.
That's me.
Yeah. Bringing us all together. Today.
Thank you so much.
It's been a British place. And,
it's hard to like that.
No problem, guys. I have a vagina.
And I wouldn't rather get drunk doing anything else than talking with you. I'm super drunk.
Awesome. Legally, you have to say it.
Yeah.
Well, from Hollywood, California, this is Hollywood Dudes.
Signing off. CoolBuddyRadio.com.